check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Hi, I'm Steve Swelsey-Wells, and I'm extraordinarily excited to invite you to Gannspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th at the Royal Theatre in Gananoque. Come rock out with MC Shansky, Gananoque's Poet Laureate, Gretchen Huntley, and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Handed, and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite, or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible Gan Rocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So take a look on Facebook for Gan Rocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
Hello and good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash and I'm your host, Erin. Today is a little bit different. It's all about protest songs. Normally I don't have a theme or anything. I just play what I like when I want to. But today's all about protest songs. You know, I really wanted to do this. I got the idea actually from an assignment that I did a couple months back. And we had to pick a protest song and analyze it. Funnily enough, I'm not playing the one that I actually picked. Maybe I'll get into that a little bit later. But there are so many. And I had a very difficult time trying to narrow down what I wanted to play or items that I wanted to focus on. I kind of wanted to have varying topics. But it's these songs, I think that they all challenge and confront and kind of demand your attention in a way. But the songs that I've picked, they are from a span of decades, different movements, from all different areas of the world. So I just really wanted to finally do this. I've had the idea bumping around. Obviously not original, but, you know, and of course I have to kind of stay within the radio regulations as well. So some of them are a little bit censored. Unfortunately, I'll just say now, I didn't put any Rage in, even though I think their whole discography could, anything from it would be quite apt for this. But unfortunately, a lot of their content is explicit. So keep that in mind that I couldn't play songs of that nature. But yeah, so we're going to kick things off with Jefferson Airplane's Volunteers. It was released in 1969. And it's kind of peak counterculture. It's kind of a anti-war and civil rights era, and basically what they were doing is trying to rally listeners to get involved and push back against the system. So yeah, we're gonna start with that, and then move into some Pearl Jam, and then come all the way back to Canada with Jay Lee Wolf with Child of the Government. So yeah, this is Volunteers by Jefferson Airplane on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Revolution, got the revolution. All you need is amazing on the people I meet. Got a revolution, got the revolution.
Welcome back. This is Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM. So I started that set off with Jefferson Airplane's Volunteers. Sorry, if you're just tuning in, this is a kind of a protest song episode. So I'm taking you through the last few decades with some hand-picked protest songs. So I'm going to get a little bit into those. I just think it's really important in times like these that we remember. I started that off with Jefferson Airplane's Volunteers, which I think really urges young people to realize their collective power when it comes to disagreeing with a system that they kind of see as broken. And just kind of mobilizing. And then after that, I played Pearl Jam's Even Flow. And of course, I'm sure we've all heard that song for the longest time. It's on the radio all the time, various stations. Fantastic song. But what you might not know is that it's a critique of social neglect. So I believe that it was Eddie Vedder that did write it. And the contents of the song is about a man experiencing homelessness. And it kind of just shines a light on, you know, people who are excluded from our society, and you know, who certain groups of people make us try and neglect and not see. So I think that is kind of really important to remember when you're listening to the song, especially if you live in Kingston, you know, or even, I mean, just Canada in general, there is a housing crisis. And, you know, I think that we need to treat people who are unhoused with a little more dignity and humanity. You know, even when you're just walking downtown, acknowledge those people. You know, it's nice. It's, you know, it's kind of the more human thing to do. But I could go on and on and on and on about that topic, but we don't have all the time in the day. So the song that you just heard was Jaylee Wolf's Child of the Government. So I started off in the 60s and then we went to the 90s, and now I picked a more modern song there. So yeah, Jaylee Wolf, and her song there is pretty personal. It confronts, you know, the legacy of the 60s scoop in Canada, which, if you don't know, is the forced removal of Indigenous children from their families in Canada, and kind of just the general themes of the song is just kind of a blend of trauma and truth and reclamation. You know, it's a protest through storytelling, and, you know, naming exactly what happened, refusing it to let it be erased. But especially with intergenerational trauma, you know, the 60s wasn't that long ago. So it really is kind of just lived experience being turned into something a bit more digestible, for people in a wider audience, and just, you know, lived experience into art. But yeah, moving on. It's hard to say moving on with topics like these. Like, I'm trying to, you know, do a whole bunch of different events and causes and that kind of stuff, but there is still so much to get through. But up next, I'm gonna get straight into Bill Withers' I Can't Write Left-Handed.
The things I need. I'll be gone when you get home, but I've left you my key. Too many battles, plenty scars and bloody knees. You're acting crazy.
you're desperate for a friend. Cause I am tied up to your kitchen chair. The punch is kicking in, the oxygen, it leaves my lungs. I am tired, I am numb. Am I dying? I don't know. What's with the rope around my throat? Please let me go. Fading embers, seems like last year in December. A heartbreak healing over from a name I can't remember. I'm getting old, my strings are rusted out of tune. But I'll play my song forever, past the point of your abuse. And now I wait for her to leave. Slip the rope around my sleeve. She didn't tie it all that tight. The kitchen drawer, I grabbed the knife. She kicked the door open wide. Thirst of blood was in her eyes. In a trance, I dropped the blade. Her serenade is my demise. A subtle grace turned to a bite. Sucked the vein until it's dry. I felt my heart accelerate. So take and stuff and die. I've been living life as a vampire, thirsty for the kill of the week. I wish I could be like the others. The body sucked the life out of me.
I get a little bit high. take what I can, I'll take whatever I can find. Then I'll aim for the sky, but won't stop till I reach the stars. I'll aim for the sky, but won't stop till I reach the stars. I get a little bit high and watch the world pass by.
The answer to my prayers. No, you're just what I needed. All alone, reaching for the phone. If you were a record, I'd play you till two. Doze off to the sun, kissed by the moonlight. Cause strangers know it's only a second. Strangers know. Strangers know it's only a second. Do you believe it or leave it? But I couldn't leave you. I've been around a few times now. A lot of ups and downs, a lot of comes and goes. You feel low, I can't bring it alive. But you feel it come and go, like only strangers know. Oh, 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 oh. You're not a shot in the dark, but not a quiet in light, pushing to the edge. Always thought I didn't know what I wanted till you stepped into that spotlight. It's a quick fall from midnight. Strangers know it's only a second. Strangers know, oh no. Strangers know it's only a second till you're on the other side. Their life.
With Burka Blue.
My mother wears a burka, my father does it too. I have to wear a burka, the burka is blue. The sky over Kabul is also very blue. The blue is from the burka, burka, burka blue. Blue. My auntie wears a burka, my uncle does it too. My sister doesn't like it, but she wears it too.
Blue, blue, burka.
My grandma wears a burka, and my grandpa does it too. I will wear this burka, but only just for you.
Blue, 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 burka.
give me all your love, you give me all your kisses, and then you touch my burqa and do not know who is it. My mother wears blue jeans now, and I am so surprised. The things are changing faster, I don't know if it's right.
You just heard Dami Falastini by Sakin. And that song acts as a kind of like a declaration of identity and resistance. It centers on Palestinian pride and the refusal to be erased. Kind of another form of protest that doesn't target specific policy, but does assert, existence and culture and humanity in the face of oppression. We're still here, kind of thing. And then before that was Burqa Band with Burqa Blue, the original, and that is from they are an all female Afghan group, and there's something very unique about that song. It's very satirical. It's a take on gender restrictions and how enforced dress codes. So the fact that the song exists at all, is a statement in itself. It's such a huge act of courage and a protest through irony and kind of reclaiming the narrative as well. So we are almost at the end of today's show. I have some few tracks left today, but we're going to get straight into Nina Simone with Revolution on CFRC 101.9 FM.
destruction of all the evil that will have to end.
Woman with an iron head, placed her up on heaven's
Playing under me right now is Marvin Gaye's Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holler. I think it really captures the economic injustice. policing, I think, is a really, really important point as well that we've seen. I don't even want to say. I think it's kind of been a topic of interest on social media over the last decade, but obviously it's been going on for a hell of a lot longer than that, and kind of just a slice, a little peek into urban life. I think, you know, Marvin Gaye really turned frustration into something very soulful here, you know, singing about poverty, inequality, and state violence, which, like I just referenced, are pretty painstakingly relevant, which I think is why this song is continues to resonate. And then before that was Kirby's Black Leaves, a more modern protest song rooted in grief and resilience, reflects on racial violence and the emotional toll it takes on Black communities. You know, it's a very soft and tender song with a very fierce message. Yeah, and then before that was Miss Nina Simone's Revolution, parts 1 and 2. She challenges listeners to, you know, move beyond talking and into action. You know, I was talking about mobilizing the people. And her voice just carries this weight, and I just love how she isn't interested in being palatable. She was just interested in the truth, and I think that's what makes her music so, so timeless as well. But we are at the end of today's show. I really hope you've enjoyed, and if you haven't, that makes me really sad, but I hope that you've maybe learned something new. But next week will be completely different, and there's only probably 2 weeks left of Whiplash in its entire life existence. So please tune in. I'd really appreciate it. But yeah, so I took you through the 60s to, you know, to today, from soul to punk and hip hop and more global pop songs. And it really shows just how protest music has evolved. But, you know, when you really get into the nitty gritty of it, it's the same. It's artists using their voices to, you know, demand better and demand change, you know, whether it's anger or grief or pride or hope. These songs remind us that, you know, music is what brings us together, and it's the force for change. So yeah, I'm gonna leave you off with Bikini Kill's Rebel Girl, a Riot Girl classic. It's feminist, it's loud, it's celebratory, and it uplifts. And it reminds us that empowerment is its own form of resistance as well. And it kind of gave permission for women to take up space and make noise and not to apologize for it, which is something that I hold very near and dear, and try to empower others to do as well. So yeah, this is Bikini Kill with Rebel Girl on CFRC 101.9 FM. Bye.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the latest single by local jazz musician Oscar Evans called Crab Fight, released on February 16th. The new track is the first to be released from his upcoming completely improvised and self-recorded album entitled Sound Permutations, coming soon. Follow him at Oscar Mayfield Evans on Instagram to stay up to date with new releases and local shows. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Crab Fight by Oscar Evans on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local artist Piner called Odelia, a powerful pop rock track rooted in folk storytelling that confronts gender inequality, inherited expectations, and the radical act of self-trust. The new single arrives at a moment when conversations around women and 2SLGBTQ+ rights, autonomy, and power feel both urgent and necessary. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Odelia by Piner on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.